you're short on time but still looking for quality coffee, you can grab a quality coffee quick at Coles Express. Get their delicious four bean Arabica blend coffee now for just $1 only at Coles Express.
I've got some bad news, and it relates to Tradiocchio.
Oh dear!
Our wonderful trip for tradies. No, fortunately, we're still going. But this is about tradies, guys, and this is in the middle of our big promotion and celebrating the tradies of Melbourne. Tradies are about to become extinct.
What?
Okay, I might have made that sound a bit more dramatic than it is. They are dropping off, Fev. It's a genuine concern. I mean, I don't believe there'll always be someone that wants to build a house or, lay down some concrete. I mean, I quite like cement trucks. I'll get involved if we need more tradies.
They're turning tradies into robots, are they?
Well, they're just, do you know what? I don't think and as many young people are going into trades. I think that's the problem. And even I know Scott Morrison, he announced at this earlier this month that he's joining forces with Scotty Cam.
Oh.
He's trying to get him involved to get more young people working on the tools.
Why Scotty Cam's been trending on Twitter?
Yeah, probably.
Like number one.
It might be the block.
That had the block, but it's Scotty Cam. Like he's been trending like for the last couple of days.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's it. We'll see. I think it is a crisis. I mean, even Tanya Plibersek, she's the Labor's education and training spokesman. She thinks it's very grave.
Employers are saying it's hard to find skilled staff. Australia's facing a skills crisis.
Gee.
Wow.
I mean, a skills crisis is requires a bit more drama than that, Byron. A bit more drama.
Oh, you've got your other one here. Here we go.
Australia's facing a skills crisis.
Right, there we go.
Skills crisis. Tradies are becoming extinct. We can't have this. And particularly whilst we're about to go to Tokyo for Tradiocchio, we need to save the tradies. We are the show that puts ourselves out there to save important parts of Melbourne. And I would argue tradies are one of our, arguably, well, I won't say our most important because I would
They're
also say...
Important.
Well, they are very important, but also are people who work in hospitals and in medical care.
So we've
got lots of people that are very important, and we must save the tradies.
Well, careful, guys. Again, Fev, let's be careful as a show that we don't make this our cause. We have been the kiss of death on so many different things that we've tried to save. Remember when we tried to save Dracula's Cabaret Restaurant, the musical theatre restaurant? That was not going to be bulldozed on our watch.
It didn't start well when we turned up to the wrong place.
Fee thought it was the other one. What was the other theatre restaurant?
Hunchbacks.
Yeah,
there was Hunchbacks. And I went to Hunchbacks.
So that got bulldozed. Then there was this one. Fee wanted us to save the tram restaurant.
The iconic Melbourne tram car. It's been derailed. It's failed a safety assessment. And there is a suggestion it may not come back. Well, no, we are fighting for it. We are not letting the Melbourne tram car restaurant go. It's an iconic part of this city. And we fight for things in this city when they're under threat.
Okay. It's been dormant for the last year.
Okay,
it hasn't moved.
We don't have a great reputation for saving things, but we can save tradies, surely.
How?
What did ScoMo have to say about this, did you say?
Yeah, he realises there's a crisis and he's now joining forces with Scotty Cam.
Oh, that's right. Because I watched him yesterday, ScoMo, on his Instagram, and he was just reading letters out from kids.
What were they letters about?
I don't know. He just said, I like getting letters from kids.
Well, he needs to focus on the tradies.
You need a bloody change of priorities, bro.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
A hot one for Melbourne today. The hottest October day in 4 years, according to the Bureau and James Lake. 34 is the high. Fev has looked at his Apple app there, his weather app, and he thinks it won't get to 31 even.
Well, it says top of 31.
Well, okay, we'll go by the Bureau rather than your app. But in any case, it's going to be hot. 34, the projected high here in Melbourne. Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast.
Speaking of our lovely city, Melbourne, and what a beautiful day it's going to be, the Melbourne City Council are getting rid of something iconic in Melbourne. You will never see these things again. They are scattered around the Melbourne CBD and soon they will be gone. Fev?
Yeah, what are
you familiar with?
I'm in.
He's invested.
I'm thinking of all these stupid things that could really be taken away. Lots of things should be taken away.
Not the Melbourne Eye. That's sticking around. Yeah, but
I thought that would have been a massive chance.
The
what
first
a waste
to go.
Of bloody money that
Whoa.
Was.
Guys, over the next 20 years, the Melbourne City Council will be ridding our city of
producers.
Plain...
Not radio producers, no.
plane trees.
Oh.
Now, oh, I've got this does bit.
No, that's flame trees.
I've got to be honest. I don't know what a plane tree is. I wouldn't know. I know a eucalypt. I know a gum. I know a wattle. I know an acacia.
They're going to fly away, are they? I don't know a plane.
Well, they're the annoying ones.
I don't know. Which ones are they,
you guys are out in the leafy suburbs, and I tend to live in the CBD. They're the really annoying ones, and those little yellow like flowers blow off them at this time of year, which means you get all of that yellow stuff all over balconies and the roads, and then everyone with the
pollen. What do they look like?
Well, they're not a particularly attractive tree. They're just a very generic-looking tree that has sort of yellow little flowers that blow everywhere.
Are they a source of food for insects?
Well, I don't know the food chain.
Yeah,
I hope it's not getting rid of the bees.
Do they have a purpose?
I'm not David Attenborough. I don't know that part, but I just know they're annoying.
Well, they've got to have a purpose.
Yeah. One of the reasons they do trigger, they're common for triggering hay fever attacks. That's a good reason to obviously get rid of them. Yeah. Anyway, but they're a London tree. So I wonder what they'll probably replace
them
with.
Send them back there.
London. Yeah. What, like pop them all in a truck?
Well, they are a plane tree.
Oh, I get what you. I see.
who said we need a comedian?
You're doing such wonderful gear. It does. It really
great,
does.
I've done some great gear here. I'm getting absolutely donuts. I'm going to have me schmuck bagel. I'm out of here.
You've been excellent.
I have a feeling Leon may have done some even better gear, though, Byron.
No, this is great. Look, there's a special song that's been put together here, a dedication to these plane trees that, of course, the Melbourne City Council are looking to get rid of. Fev is literally going out to get his bagel.
Are they that bad? Is that why they're getting rid of them, Byron?
Yeah, here we go.
Because of plane trees, the allergies are and the council's gonna come and cut them down.
How's your bagel? Is it good?
Just taking the wrapper off.
There we go.
I'll tell you what's in it though. Oh God, it's bacon, avocado, ham, cheese, tomato on a New York style bun.
Okay, thank you. It's 28 past 7.
101.9 The Fox.
Sophie, for those unfamiliar with Tradeoke, our fun little Tuesday phone-in segment where singing tradies perform, I mean, how have we got to this point where next Friday we're all flying to Tokyo? It's ridiculous.
Well, you're right. We've always just backed our tradies and celebrated their singing, and then we took them to the world-famous rooftop, yep. Marvel Stadium, and now we're going to the bars of Tokyo where karaoke originated. We're taking them. They're going to go head-to-head with the Japanese, maybe even the World Cup's been there or is still currently going on.
Well, I reckon when we're there.
This will be a global. We might get
them up. Singing the national anthem.
Yes, we could have a world championship karaoke competition.
Look, and it's funny you should mention the Rugby World Cup. It is on there. And I didn't realise, guys, and it's a credit to everyone involved in this show, that we have so much traction for Tradeoke-io. If anyone was watching on Channel 10, the World Cup quarterfinals on the weekend, apparently we got a mention. Now, I haven't heard this yet.
I was at the Acras.
We had the radio awards, but the commentator, Gordon Bray.
Her name didn't get mentioned at all.
Certainly not at the radio awards. Gordon Bray, the voice of rugby, along with Matt Burke, who's a legendary Wallaby.
Number 10, yep.
Yeah, legendary Wallaby. Check this out, an actual name check for us and our show, apparently, during the rugby coverage.
Wow, this is amazing. And the All Blacks slot the conversion to extend their lead here in Tokyo. Of course, we've seen wonderful crowds all over Japan throughout this Rugby World Cup. And I've got to say, Berkey, there's a big buzz around for the arrival of the Fox and their breakfast show for Tradeoke-io.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about that one, Gordon. Is it? It's Fifi and Fev, right?
And Byron.
And mate, talk me through Byron. Who's Byron?
Yeah, remember the EJ Witten Legends game? He missed the ball with his foot.
Ah, that's the one, of course. Well, good luck to them. It's very busy over here. I hope they've got everything booked.
I'm sure they've thought that far ahead. They're a very professional team. But back to this big match. Go, you good things. New Zealand, prepare for the restart.
I mean, unbelievable that happened during the coverage.
I know. And how good's Berkey? Who's Byron?
Well,
I mean, Berkey, a lot of people think the same, feel the same way.
Big thanks to those guys. You can catch the Rugby World Cup semi-final between England and New Zealand Saturday at 6:30 on 10, and we'll be there for the final.
Did you have to give them a credit for that? Is that a credit we had to give them?
Well, that's just being nice because they've given us a mention. We're giving them one back.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, Fev's a lot of fun this morning.
I've been on.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Now, this is not as serious as you think. These two bomb scares in Melbourne CBD yesterday afternoon. One of them, particularly, it was unfortunately someone had left a bag. There was no danger, so there was no problem. But someone had left a bag unattended at Collins and Bourke Street. So it looked like a suspicious item, and the bomb squad did the absolute right thing. They all get involved, but someone had just left their bag there. And right. There follows another one at Lonsdale Street. The same thing, a black carry-on suitcase was just left on a footpath.
The backup bag, yeah.
The bomb squad. So the bomb squad were in, they were in fine form yesterday afternoon. They were out and about in the CBD looking at bags. But that's the thing, you know, they've got to do that.
Yep.
Because that's the whole purpose. One day it might not be just a bag and they will have been in the right place and they will have saved many people's lives. But there'll always be someone responsible for the fake bomb scare that they didn't mean to. It's almost the accidental bomb scare. Mm. It's like when you leave something unattended. And I know when I've been at the airport and I've put down a bag and then you just go, I'm just going to go off and get a trolley. But I panic in those few seconds I'm off to get the trolley because I think, people are going to look at my bag and go, maybe it's a bomb.
If I go to the toilet, I leave the bag out the front.
They don't do that.
You don't take your bag in the toilet. Yes, you it's do. Disgusting. It's
got you leave it with someone.
What? What
did you? Oh, if you're on your own.
Yeah.
No, you got to take your bag.
You just
in.
Wheel it, leave it right at the door, go in quick, and then out.
I don't think you can leave the bag at the door, Fev. Well, I think you've got to take it in.
Because I've done it.
Well, don't.
You've done it. Well, one day you might walk out, and there'll be like men in high vis vests arresting you. Worried that.
Bit of cell time.
What?
Well, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm going to get released.
You'd be advised to take it in with you.
Quicker to get through.
See, this is the thing, Fev. No, but Byron, no. See, people with Fev's mentality, it's that thinking
right.
that does lead to the accidental security
I'm a positive
scare.
Thinker, Fifi. I don't think
I
about
know.
Scary stuff.
No, you are. Well,
I
no,
think
but
positive.
We've got to
like,
be vigilant. In this day and age where we are now vigilant and we're on things, people can accidentally set off security scares. Remember a few years ago, it was in Adelaide. This memorable story when somebody was supposed to take a rabbit, a bunny on a plane, and then this ended up being a security scare.
It's possible that somebody had intended on trying to take the rabbit onto the plane and had perhaps chickened out at the last minute. Probably would have been one of the better finds, I think, that the bomb squad would have come across.
Was that like
a bunny
little, bag? Was it like
yeah,
a little
bunny bag?
That wasn't very bunny, was it?
No. Hey,
this is a true story. So, rewind year 2000. Yeah, 2000. I was sitting my HSC exams, and it was a stinker. It was like 40 degrees. About this time of year, it might have been like maybe in a week or so time. It was like I think it might have been our last exam. It was like a maths or a biology exam. And I didn't even know what biology meant. I only did it because my teacher was a Carlton supporter and I gave her jumpers and tickets to the footy.
Well, don't bribe your way through school.
I nailed it. Okay. Bribe my way. And look at me now, sitting here on number one breakfast show. Kids, it's not all about school. It is, seriously. So anyway, I was about 40 degrees and it was a 12:30 exam and I'm like, I just want to go to Lesterfield Lake and swim. And I thought, how do I get out of this exam? Because you've got to turn up. So I was like, I'll just ring up and say there's a suspicious package at the school.
No, this is not the topic.
No, this is fair dinkum.
But this is, we were
this
doing
is now the topic.
When you do accidental ones. No, it is the topic, but you were more, no, you're more deliberate.
No, this is better.
Story's over.
No, this is the best bit. Tell the story. Keep going.
I'd rather be sitting there hitting the balloon with Trixie in the background.
I want to hear it.
Keep going.
Well, I didn't do it because I was scared and I thought, I might get in actual trouble for this. So I actually rang and then I hung up. And because back in then I didn't have a mobile phone. It was like a house phone. I'm like, oh my God, they'll be able to trace my house phone. Because they had one of those phones with a big long cord. So Mum was in the kitchen and I took it all the way around to the lounge room and spoke under under the couch. And I hung up. And then literally I went in and then I sat down at 12:30 and it was so, like 40 degrees. It was so hot. And then, you know, when you wait around for half an hour and you wait for the real dumb blokes to get up.
Yeah.
And then one got up and I was like, bang, I'll second up. And then all our mates followed. We all piled into the VM, went to Lesterfield Lake and had the best day ever.
101.9 The Fox.
After 8 o'clock, Tradeyokio auditions, guys. Melbourne tradies will sing for their chance to be flown to Tokyo, the home of karaoke. They're always very funny auditions. So
8 days away.
Oh, yeah. We're really close now. So some final auditions.
I think we're turning Japanese.
Thank you.
I still haven't got Toby's passport either.
Well, you might want to get on
You've
that.
You've got to do that.
No, because there's a story. There's a story behind this.
Well,
we're not supposed to do this, but
no, do it now.
Because we've moved. There's nothing because you've got to get a new passport. Obviously, you would have gone through this with Daisy.
Yeah.
So you've got to fill in the address. So our address is a different address. So and we haven't changed our licenses.
Ah,
and that
yes.
takes like weeks to get that put onto your and we don't have any documents with so you have to show
with a new
ID
address on it. With your our water new address rates on it. Or
so yeah, like a utility bill.
We don't have a utility bill.
We don't have a utility bill.
Well, you haven't been sent a bill?
No,
it's quarterly, I guess.
Moved.
Okay.
Yeah. And like we don't have anything, so we don't know what to do.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Like, put her in a suitcase. No, that was a joke.
Obviously,
that's, so that was real. That was a joke. No, seriously. But we leave in a week.
Did you go? You've got to go into the office and talk to them. Like, go take Toby in and go. Look, I'm her dad. Look at us.
Take a photo. This is me. She lives with me.
101.9 The Fox.
Yo.
It all started with tradies calling our show on a Tuesday morning, which we still do every Tuesday at 6:30. And look, the joke just kind of rolled on to the point we've now got tradies flying to the home of karaoke, Tokyo, Japan, and the whole team. We leave next Friday, Fief.
That's right. We're a week away, and we are taking our wonderful tradies with us to perform and have fun. We're taking other people with us who have no trade. We're calling them groupies, but really, they're just getting free holidays to come along on Tradiokyo. But you know what? And I did think it's really important for us to take stock and really thank the amazing, wonderful people at Sheen Panel Service who are responsible for this incredible trip celebrating tradies. Not only are they keeping Victorians on the road and have been doing so since 1969.
50-year birthday.
50 years of keeping us on the road, looking after our cars after we've had bingles. You know what we thought? And Fev, I think it's only right because Sheen Panel Service have been so phenomenal. Realising that they have tradies all around Melbourne, all around Victoria, we should create a spot for a Sheen Panel Service tradie to come with us.
Just one.
Yep, that's it.
That's
so
amazing.
What's happened over the last few days...
They can literally go around and say that they're the best Sheen tradie panellist ever.
It's bragging right.
It's bragging right.
Absolutely.
It's like it is. It's big dogging. Yeah. Peacock.
Yeah.
Well, when you think about it, they employ, Sheen Panel Service employ 400 tradies around Victoria.
Like this
that's,
is a one
that's
in 400
Victoria wide.
Chance.
So over the last few days, I believe at Sheen Panel Service, they've been auditioning, doing a little mini audition themselves.
This is great.
And we've got three tradies from Sheen Panel Service ready to go. And we're going to have to pick which one comes. I don't like that responsibility. But we have, now this is Daniel from Launching Place. You are a panel beater. Is that right, Daniel?
Yeah, g'day guys. Yeah, I'm a panel beater, but recently been in the office, so but still a tradie, that's for sure.
There we go.
Absolutely. Ooh, now,
off the tools.
Moved into management.
Daniel,
wow.
Firstly, thank you on behalf
clean.
Of...
Get the hands clean.
We would love to hear what you're going to perform. What are you going to give a crack, Daniel?
I've been a bit of a Backstreet Boys fan since I was a younger fella, so let's belt out. I want it that way, I reckon.
Popular karaoke number this one.
Oh, Daniel, former panel beater, now in the office at Sheen Panel Service. Take it away.
In the gym. All right, here we go. From the top. Yeah, you are my fire, the one desire, belief when I say. I want it that way, but we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. But tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never want to hear you say. Sing it to me, Seb. I want it that way.
Wow. Hey, Daniel, bro, are you in the toilet?
No, just in the office, mate.
Oh, it just sounds like you're just in the...
Yeah, the acoustics.
Just in the dunny.
The Sheen Panel Service HQ has unusual acoustics.
That's amazing. Well done, Daniel.
There we go, moving on.
Nice job. Now we've got Edwin, who works in the panel shop there at Sheen Panel Service. Are you there, Edwin?
Hello, how are you?
We're great, Edwin, and a big thank you. You've been keeping Victorians on their roads for over 50 years, doing a great job there looking after all our cars. Edwin, what are you going to perform for us?
I'm going to perform Maria Maria by Carlos Santana.
Oh, Maria.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Really sensual.
She reminds me of a West Side Story. Oh, lovely.
How's it go, Boxy?
Okay. Maria, Maria. Okay, Edwin, are you ready?
Short version.
Yes,
nice, nice short one.
Okay, good luck, Edwin. Off you go.
Okay, thank you. One, two, three, go. Oh, Maria, Maria. She reminds me of West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem. She living a life just like a movie star. Oh, Maria, Maria. If I'm loving this LA.
Yes.
To the sound of the guitar, yeah, yeah. Played by Carlos Santana.
Oh, yeah, well done. Thank you, Edwin.
Edwin, you're excellent. Doing a great job there in the panel shop at Sheen Panel Service.
And it doesn't matter if you don't have a good voice, Boxy. You're not saying that Edwin doesn't.
Oh,
but it's
beautiful.
About the passion and the
it is.
And what you give to the song. And I felt that. Bit of
good
Carlos.
Man. Oh, yeah.
I know. Now, finally, we have Ron from Boronia. He's a tow truck driver for Sheen Panel Service. Are you there, Ron?
I'm here, guys. How are you?
Hey, Ron.
Oh, we're great, Ron. Ron, are you in the tow truck at the moment?
No, I'm not. I'm sitting in a car trying to get run over by a forklift. So,
oh, gosh. We're okay.
Good.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
let's... Probably an OH&S issue.
Please be careful,
Ron. No, not at all, mate. Not at all.
Now, what are you going to sing for us, Ron?
I'm singing Robbie Williams, Angels.
Feb's Wedding Waltz.
That's
it.
You're going to get Feb right in the fields with this one.
I think he wins, doesn't he?
Mate, I'm just going to give it my best, yeah?
Mate, that's all you got to do, bro.
Big fan of fans as well.
Doesn't matter if you sound good or not. Just give it everything. Do Robbie proud.
You tell me when, mate. I'll go.
You win.
Win, all right. And through it all, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. Down the waterfall, wherever the force may take me, I know that life won't break me when it's time to go. She won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead.
Okay. No, thank you, Fred.
Protection.
Are you serious?
A lot of love and affection.
Yeah, we got it. Okay.
Oh, how much fun are we gonna
right
have?
Or wrong? Hey, Ronnie.
Yeah.
You're coming to Japan, bro.
Protection.
Hey, and you and me will sing that duet, I reckon. We'll go to a karaoke bar.
All good with that.
And we'll serenade Schnooksy. Boom. That got me up and about, Boxy.
And also, but
Did you think he was the best?
Yeah, well, it was really tough.
I forgot to ask everyone. I just got excited.
Daniel was excellent. Edwin, well done.
I thought Dan was pretty good.
Yeah, Dan was good. Dan was great.
Edwin was brilliant. You all did great, but we only take one.
Yeah,
so,
Ron,
you're coming.
We just sent a tradie to Tokyo in about, that took us about 2 minutes or a bit longer, but we've just sent someone to Tokyo on the spot. Yep. Unbelievable.
That's how we roll.
Thank you for your support, Sheen Panel Service.
1019, The Fox.
Anyway, good mate of the show is here. He'll be driving you home from 3, the Savo, with Carrie. Tommy is back, guys.
Tommy!
Good morning,
Tommy
legends.
Little.
Great day, men listening. Great day. Break out the G-strings for the first time.
Yeah.
Really? I looked at the weather today and I thought, great, it's my first G-string day of summer.
Yeah.
So good. Embarrassing, because obviously I haven't worn it for a while, so I did slip it on backwards.
Yeah.
And that was a mistake.
Do you know when I did the full Monty? So we had to wear a big gold G-string.
Did you?
And Big Dipper has got really...
hefty nuts on him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feb was miming it, and so I thought it was a guessing game.
No,
I thought, you guys are slow on the uptake. I know exactly what this is.
Little kids in little ears.
Oh,
anyway, he put it on the wrong way. And he kept saying, why is everything not filmed? Idiot. Because he's never worn a G-string before.
He's lying if he's saying that.
I've never worn one till then.
So I've got a bit of an issue, guys. Obviously, as I get older, my G-string starts to really hug me.
Sure.
Mine are hanging lower and lower. My parents are getting older, right?
Yeah.
And my old man, he's getting on and he can't see very well. And he rang me the other day because the supermarket near him, now it's strictly self-serve checkout. It's gradually been moving towards...
No!
Yeah, it's only self-serve.
I hate this, Tommy.
Yeah, well, he hates it as well. And so I thought I would be a good son and I would go and show him how to use it. He's never used it before. He's always gone to the one checkout that's open, right? And so I took him in.
Wait,
I said,
for
Dad,
ages.
Yes. And yeah. He's got one item, an hour to get through it. He just wants to buy one G-string from the store. That's it. So we get the groceries and I go, Dad, it's really easy. And I show him and I just, I start scanning items. But as I do, I say what they are. So I go, scan bananas. Right? Scan milk. And Dad goes, what?
You don't scan bananas, you weigh them.
He goes, why are you doing this? His eyesight's so bad that he can't tell when I'm pushing buttons and stuff, right? So he goes, why are you doing this?
And he's colorblind too, isn't he?
He's colorblind as well, yeah.
Shop online, brother.
Mate, not a word of lie. Can't see your computer screen.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah. So he said, why are you doing this? And I said, you're going to love it. It's because they're voice activated.
Oh.
Right? And he goes, what do you mean? So I just say, as you wave each item past, just say what it is. So you go, you know, you go. So
you're taking the piss, obviously.
Obviously. You go, scan cheese, right? And you do all this, and then you get to the end, and I go, Dad, here's what you do. And he hasn't realized, but I'm tapping the screen, and I go, pay with card. And he goes, oh, so you just say what you want to do. I'm like, yeah, pay with card. Huh? And I'm like, and if you're with cash, you have to say to the machine, you have to say, change, please. Right? And he goes, oh, that's so great. Thank you. And then I go, look, let me know next time you want to go. And I'll come with you for the first one. Yeah. And so he goes,
hold your hand.
Yeah, he goes, okay, great. And so that happened 2 days ago. We went into the supermarket and my dad first item. I go, Dad, I'll just show you how to do the first one, right? And so I go, remember to say, scan milk. And that scans and I put it down. And then he goes and he picks up the next milk. And as he goes, scan milk, I just walk off on him, right? I walk off and I tell the security at the front, I said, excuse me, but there is a man yelling at the machine. I think you might want to see him. And I look back, my dad's just there going, scan milk! Scan milk! Scan milk! For God's sake, scan milk!
Fifi Feather Byron on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, you remember yesterday we had Sarah Jessica Parker on the show, and because on Tuesday I hosted for Business Chicks a big breakfast with Sarah Jessica, and we talked on stage, and then we went backstage, and we got the recording devices out, and we did a chat for this radio show. And for that bit, obviously I had Trixie and Daisy there because Daisy was sort of feeding in breaks. And then Trix and Daisy came over when I was interviewing Sarah Jessica Parker. So I ended up just popping Daisy on my lap. And I was thinking, Trixie, this is Sarah Jessica Parker. But Fev, obviously when you introduce a six-year-old to an iconic adult actor.
Yes.
Unless it's, I don't know, Rocky from Paw Patrol, no interest.
I don't reckon Trixie would get, remember when we got Elmo in? We've had plenty of people come in. And
yeah,
Trixie
Abby.
Gives absolute donuts.
Cookie Monster. Trixie doesn't get, you've really got to earn Trixie's respect. she can be a tough cookie. Anyway, it was really funny because I tried to explain to her beforehand, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker, she's kind of a big deal. But Trixie yawned and didn't care. Now, this is some audio, I believe. Our mics were rolling.
Right.
And you can hear Sarah Jessica trying to talk to Trixie and engage her, and she gives her nothing.
Trixie, do you want to come sit with us?
Why don't you come and sit with us?
No. Here you go if you need it.
Not impressed.
Oh, that's so great. That's great. Just sit. Oh,
yeah,
that's
right.
Yes. Are you going swimming later, Trixie? Do you think we'll go swimming later today? Maybe not.
Okay.
But maybe
no, because Mummy said we've got to go.
Right.
Ooh, no rapport.
She really tried. Give her credit for that.
Well, even Sarah Jessica said, come and sit with me on the couch. And then when Sarah sat there, Trixie walked over but sat a metre away from her. Like, get me away from this woman. And I'm like, there would be women around the world who would die to sit next to Sarah Jessica. And Trixie, like, couldn't have got away from her faster. But, you know, Feb, this can happen where you try to – your kids just aren't impressed.
No, like, they're not. My kids don't get impressed by much.
And it's a good trait. Even Sarah Jessica said that. She said, keep her that way. That's right. Wonderful. Don't let fame affect her. But sometimes you can want your kids to get involved or get excited and they just won't. And it's and almost at times can be a tiny bit embarrassing.
It is. Because we do often, we're privileged to go to certain things where we see real big superstars. My kids don't really care. And obviously I played footy, so I know a few people that played footy. Kids don't really care. But then Lulu,
their dad's Brendan Favola.
Yeah, but this is what annoys me. Mm. So Lulu, when we were in Brisbane, Dustin Martin walked past. Mate, the kid nearly passed out. No, seriously. She wouldn't stop staring at him.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa.
Did you say, Lulu, women pass out when they see your dad?
She sees that.
30, 10, 6.
Oh, sorry. No.
See ya.
101.9. The Fox.
And we were just talking about how adorable kids are when they're not impressed with the things that impress you. And Trixie the other day met Sarah Jessica Parker. She was there for the interview and she just didn't care. And that's great. And even Sarah Jessica said, I love it. Keep her like that. But sometimes your kids aren't impressed with what you're impressed by. And we've got some people who've called through. We've got Amelia from Geelong. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Amelia. When weren't your kids impressed?
So my dad is from the band Men at Work.
Whoa!
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, so we're impressed.
He came over one day and he's got like a Grammy and he's got like, you know, records and all that, you know, fun stuff that comes along with it. And he came over one day and said to my nearly 8-year-old, hey, you know, do you want to see Grandpa? You know, I've got a video of me getting my Grammy, you know, Michael Jackson. I'm with Michael Jackson. Like, I'm with all these people. And she just went, oh, no, that's a bit boring.
Oh, oh wow. That is not awesome. Boring.
Wow. Oh, my God.
This is the thing.
What did kids. Your dad do like in the band? Was he a groupie
he
or was he in it?
Bass player.
Oh, he played the guitar.
He's the freaking bass player. Wow. Wow.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Thanks, Amelia.
Very impressed, Amelia.
Very impressed. Stephanie in Glen Iris. Hi, Steph.
She wasn't impressed by that.
I'm trying to make this phone work.
Are you there, Steph?
Now she's on.
Stephanie.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
Good. Did you have a kid that wasn't impressed or were you the kid?
No, so my then 4-year-old cracked it when we asked her to have a photo with Bon Jovi and all of us in the city. And she had this massive meltdown saying, I don't like the man. The man, go away. And he's just laughing. But we yanked her in the photo and got the photo and she's like screaming and crying.
That's great.
Thanks, Stephanie. They're tough. They're a tough crowd.
Well, that's why they say never work with kids or animals. You can't predict how they'll react.
And era. Like, would you be impressed? You'd love Bon Jovi, wouldn't you?
Oh, it'd blow my mind.
Yeah, so
that would blow my mind.
Blow my mind.
Are you kidding? Like,
John Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think you've taken in the awesomeness of that yet.
Yeah, see, but that's the thing, though. It's like a block of family chocolate. Not everyone likes every piece. Do they?
Oh, but they're all. But it's still good.
Nah, you, mate,
even a pineapple one's not bad.
Pineapple's the best one.
Really?
Yeah.
We should share a family block.
See, that's
no,
what
the
happens.
Best one is the one I don't know. It's one in there that I'm not sure what it is. It's vanilla.
Turkish delight. There's a vanilla. No. Yeah.
Yeah, that vanilla-y one. What is that? Anyway, moving on. Nicole in Brighton East. Hey, Nicole.
Hi. How are you?
Good, Nicole. When were your kids not impressed?
Well, I wasn't actually there, but it was with Fev. My 6-year-old was not impressed by Fev.
Ouch.
What happened?
Each to their own.
So my husband was doing a shoot at the Thirsty Camel down in Brighton and had to take my son along. And so he's sitting there playing a game on the phone and being 6, he doesn't get the phone much, so he was pretty excited.
He was playing Fortnite.
Yeah, and you bought a flag, but you didn't have your wallet.
No, I did. I left my wallet in the car. It was a drive-through. So I opened up the door, got my wallet out, and the dad was, like, super excited. And the kid could not give a stuff. He's like, come on, man, get a photo.
Anyway. And we listen to you every morning as well. Yeah. So this is why I've listened. And my husband followed the Blues his whole life with his family and everything. And so Dylan's been to a few games, but yeah, no, not impressed with you at all.
I gave him a knuckles. I gave him a knuckles. But that's just Nicole and her husband, you know. Get him off the phone. That's the problem with these kids these days. He was glued to Fortnite.
Yeah.
Terrible parents.
I could have picked him up, put him in my car and taken him for a drive around. He wouldn't have known anything.
That's so funny.
He was a cute little kid too.
Yeah. Thanks.
We need Fev to be a character in Fortnite. Then you'd really have some cut
through. I actually remember I brought two bottles of red, a bottle of a slab, and the old man, he like stalked me.
Wow. I just love you at the Thirsty Camel.
What's in Brighton?
It's his local, in fairness.
It's a drive-through. I drive through because I don't want to get out of my bloody car. They're doing a shoot in there. So there was no one like working. I had to get out of the car. That's not what a drive-through is.
Make sure you have really a look funny. At Fifi's daughter, Trixie, absolutely not impressed with Sarah Jessica Parker. It is actually brutal. It's really funny. Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram.
If you're short on time but still looking for quality coffee, you can grab a quality coffee quick at Coles Express. Get their delicious four-bean Arabica blend coffee now for just $1 only at Coles Express.